Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com. Ladles and jelly spoons, boys and girls, welcome back to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon sellers. Actually, many Americans listening as well, so warm welcome to everyone listening. So today we are talking to Dylan Frost from The Wholesale Formula. Dylan has sold over $30 million on Amazon himself, and the students of The Wholesale Formula have sold over $1 billion, that's billion with a B, in sales, which is kind of crazy. The Wholesale Formula teaches people how to land premium wholesale accounts, and that means you can buy and resell the same products over and over again, quite different from the grind of retail arbitrage and online arbitrage, and I'm sure we'll discuss. So first of all, warm welcome to the show, Dylan. Great to see you back again.
Yeah, absolutely. And happy to be here. A lot of fun.
Yes, we've had some good conversations in the past about this and with Dan as well. And I know that you and Dan are working very, very hard to prepare for, you know, another busy year of training students. And of course, as you said to me before the podcast, I said, to be honest with you, Mike, we were talking about something to do with The Wholesale Formula, and you said it's really a side hustle, even though it's pretty massive. You got $1 billion worth of people going through that, $1 billion in sales via your students, I should say. But I guess you guys are still very much making your majority of your money on Amazon, right? Which is kind of impressive. So tell me a little bit about the background of you and Dan. And we've had you on before, so we keep it quite brief. And then we're going to plunge into your predictions for the future of e-commerce, which is always a great fun topic. Love it. So give us the background story first.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's 100% true. Our Amazon business is still thriving, especially last year and especially right now, which we'll talk a little bit about that and why. But it's our main focus. And The Wholesale Formula, while it does, you know, it's great, that is a secondary focus for us. But our Amazon business, based on some of the success that we've had in 2020 and some significant growth that we've experienced there, we've grown every year, almost every year that we've been in business. And 2020 was so significant, it made us reevaluate some things. And we finally saw the vision that it was possible that we could sell our company for eight figures. Multiple eight figures. And that is now our primary goal as we're moving our business to be for sale within the next 3 to 5 years for eight figures. So it's a big goal, but we feel confident that we're going to be able to accomplish that. And so it just means there's some work ahead for us, obviously, but we feel very confident and comfortable that we're going to be able to do that. So I'm putting that out on the airwaves here. You know, I'm just setting it out that that's what we're trying to do. And it also will help encourage me and help me to succeed with that. Right. So
amazing. Well, I didn't know that about you. And what I would say is I have a conversation with me because I know some business brokers whose minimum deal sizes for businesses take at least $1 million a year cash flow upwards. So you might be in their sweet spot actually, but yeah, there's so many people out there buying businesses right now. And I'm glad you referenced that as an end game, because so many people come into this business and all they think about is cash flow, or even more limited, that replacing their personal day job or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course. But I think that the opportunity is so much bigger. And for the serious business developer and grower and real entrepreneur, if you like the sense of real meaning that they're creating something that isn't just a lifestyle business, quotes and quotes, but they create a very substantial sellable asset. You make the very good point that this is absolutely an incredible vehicle for that. And I know I'm having conversations within the last 24 hours with two of my business clients who want to sell their businesses. And that's just at the beginning of the year. And every single week on the other side of the equation, I speak to yet another person who wants to buy businesses. And so there's such a gold rush going there. That's another topic, I think. That's another topic to dive into. But I love the ambition as well. I love it. Big, big picture. So let's talk about what you referenced already, which is, you know, 2020 was a crazy year. And what does 2021 hold for e-commerce? And how does Amazon selling, and particularly, of course, the wholesale business model, how's that all fit together in your view?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can probably do a good job of explaining kind of how we came into Amazon and our experience with it, how it's transitioned to why these predictions and why I feel so confident about them. So Dan and I, my partner, we started selling on Amazon in 2011. So it feels like a lot, like, gosh, that's like 10 years now. Pretty crazy. In 2011, I'm not going to get exactly right on some of these figures. You can look them up and see. But Amazon's revenue in 2011 was somewhere around $30 billion. It was in that, you know, somewhere around that, right? At the end of this year, end of 2020, rather, Amazon hasn't done their you know, board of directors meeting and given their financial results for 2020, but it's going to be somewhere around $400 billion in sales. So in that 10-year period, you can think about, since we've been there and been started, Amazon has grown greater than 10x their revenue. And just by being there, Dan and I've got to experience a ton of growth. We've got to experience and ride some of that wave, obviously, which has been fantastic. But in that, over the years, I've seen very many peaks and valleys and changes. So I've had a lot of experience in watching trends in e-commerce. I've had a lot of experience in seeing the dynamics of how the marketplace works and how people succeed or fail, right? So I'd like to think, anyway, that I have a reasonable amount of authority to make predictions like this and talk about this sort of thing, right? So 10 years of experience, you know, sold multiple millions of dollars worth of products on Amazon. So obviously at the beginning of the year in 2020, there was a big shift in the entire world with the pandemic. Okay. And so much of the United States and the rest of the world went into lockdowns, quarantines, and it completely shifted the way commerce worked and moved. And it also created a lot of changes in the way people's businesses operate. But ultimately, what happened in 2020 is tons of commerce was forced to shift online. And so what businesses like mine saw, what businesses like Amazon saw, and so many other e-commerce sellers and Amazon sellers, was a huge increase in sales, a massive increase in sales. For 2020, Amazon's 2020 revenue, it's going to likely be the largest growth year that they've ever had on record, smashing previous years of growth for them. And that's a company that grows 30 to 40% every year like clockwork. We're talking about, they're going to have huge results from 2021. And it was the same for 2020, rather. And it's the same for us. We saw significant increase in revenue and success. And it's not like that ever really tampered off. Like what? So let's talk a little about the factors and what happened. So in the spring, right, in March and April, when everyone had to move a lot of their purchasing online, there were tons of people that were doing it for the first time, or there were tons of people that didn't make it part of their routine to do a lot of online purchasing and online shopping. Okay. Well, those people being forced to do it learned and found much of how convenient that it is. And many of those people have not stopped continuing to buy online. So ultimately what COVID did was it launched e-commerce further into the future, faster than it would have done on its own. So it just built tons of momentum for e-commerce. So what that means and what that has done is created more opportunity for existing e-commerce sellers and more opportunity for people that are interested in wanting to get into e-commerce, because the marketplace, the e-commerce world, is growing so much faster than the trajectory that it was on just a year prior, that it's created a lot of great opportunity.
Great. So let me just come in there. I'm really fascinating stuff. And as you say, I mean, first of all, yes, you've been in the markets for 10 years, sort of with your own money at stake and your business partners, and having those sometimes awkward discussions with partners about what to do. And you've taught people. So you've seen it from lots of different angles and you've been in the mix. So I really do believe that you are well placed to talk about this stuff for sure. So let's talk about this. First of all, the one question that comes up quite a lot, and I think it's a valid one to start to address, is the idea that 2020 was an incredible year for e-commerce for all the factors you mentioned, and they're kind of part of our daily experience now. So 100% get that. And obviously, yes, Amazon's had crazy growth year. And anyone who's been part of that, even if they had an average percentage of Amazon's revenue, or, you know, a piece of that action, would have grown at least by the same percentage. And if they happened to be in the right market, much more. And for sure, some of the people in the mastermind doing private label selling and some wholesale as well have tripled their revenue this year. It's not been subtle. But let's talk about what that means for 2021, because there are two different ways to see a growth curve, right? If you are a sort of trend follower, you'll say, wow, the trend is up. I'm going to get on that trend while it's going up and say 2021 is going to be just as good. Another way of seeing it is to say, well, things tend to revert to the mean if you're thinking in terms of sort of market sort of percentages of growth, whatever. And therefore, if e-commerce has normally grown at about 12% a year and for such a long time, for 10, 15 years, and then it suddenly grows by 30, 40, 50% in a year, then the following year is going to be really quite dead. So what is your view of 2021? And which of those sort of sides do you fall on with that sort of thinking, if either?
Yes. So the first thing that comes to mind is there was so much growth that happened in a short period of time that growth outpaced the amount of people that are available to sell e-commerce, if that makes sense, right? So like there was so much marketplace growth that there weren't enough new sellers that came into the marketplace to make up for that growth. What happened primarily is just a lot of people like me and others just did a lot more in sales. But that still exists. There's still that big gap of e-commerce is growing faster and has grown faster than new people and new businesses that could come into the marketplace to create more competition could happen. So that's one opportunity that just exists. It may be the best time to create an e-commerce business and start an e-commerce business because of that gap of extreme growth that happened that hasn't been filled yet, probably in 20 years. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you are somebody, and there's other reasons that we're going to talk about, still even more critically important. If you are someone who has been considering starting a business, e-commerce is absolutely the best opportunity right now. And if you're someone who already potentially has an e-commerce business, but maybe you've not invested the time or energy and effort to really grow it or get it going, now is the time that you should really invest your energy into making sure that it grows or making sure that it succeeds because of this opportunity that exists right now. And so why is that? Why is there still so much of an opportunity, not just now, but over the next year or so? And it is my belief, just based on seeing some of these external factors. So let's talk a little bit about 2021 and why I think that it will be an even bigger year than 2020 was and why you would want to be able to ride that wave. So what we're seeing now is that there's a vaccine for COVID. Is as more and more of those vaccines get distributed, it's going to make everyone's lives start to go a little bit back to normal. And as people's lives go a little bit back to normal, what they are going to do is there will be an overcorrection in how they behave. And there's going to be tons of money that is forced into the world economies as that happens. So it's going to create what I would just simply call a giant 2021 bull market. Okay, there's going to be tons of movement in our economies, in commerce, which creates tons of opportunities at the same time. And another thing, that there's another huge factor that plays into that is all of the stimulus money that has been pushed into the markets and will continue to be pushed into the markets, especially here in the U.S. because I'm from the U.S. and knowledgeable about that, I can speak to that. There's already been a couple large economic stimulus plans that took place in the United States. There's another one that's about to hit where they're literally just going to be giving cash dollars to American citizens. And then there will be another one that is likely to happen where every American will be given $2,000 in the next month or 2 months after President Biden is sworn in. And that will just create even more significant movement in the economy, more opportunity. I can tell you, as someone who was selling on Amazon when the last stimulus happened in spring, when everybody got money, how much it was almost like an overnight thing where as people received that money from the government, all the your sales just started spiking and skyrocketing, right? And so you're going to see a lot of that in 2021, which creates so much opportunity for e-com sellers. And here's another important thing about that. Now, this isn't, I'm not an expert or a professional in economics, right? So just want to be clear about that. But I think it's also, and many of us likely agree, that there's a lot of artificial money and printed money that's being dumped into many world economies right now. And that'll be great for 2021. But for 2022 or 2023, there may be an economic downturn or who knows, even potentially a crash, which is very scary for people that are employed or have jobs or work in certain industries, right? But what you ultimately you want to use 2021 to create yourself a safe business and business model that was proven, even when the world kind of went to hell in a handbasket in 2020, proven that it can succeed and sustain no matter what. So that if there is a huge economic downturn in 2022 or 2023, you are prepared for it and you are safe because you built one of the smartest, safest kinds of businesses that there is, which right now is clearly an e-commerce business based on just everything that we saw over the last year. It's just been proven out now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to argue with the fact that e-commerce has proven itself, but I'm going to play a bit of devil's advocate here, not because I don't think you're essentially got a lot of very good points, but I just want to kind of counteract that. Or maybe it's a very American thing. So American plus internet marketing equals mega optimistic and nothing ever goes wrong. And of course, real life is not quite like that. So if I could play the British cynic a bit, first of all, well, not cynic, skeptic, I suppose. It's not saying it's wrong. Let's just examine it. The first thing is, what are the drivers of the 2021 e-commerce boom then? I understand the stimulus money for sure, but on the other side of the equation, one of the reasons I understand, and you talk to this of course if you disagree, that in 2020 the e-commerce went bang is simply for the very simple reason that people couldn't buy in physical shops, they couldn't go out, they couldn't go on holiday in most cases. Only these are the things in Britain which has had one of the worst experiences of COVID, and you can talk about to the extent why it's because it's a crowded island and why it's misgovernment, but I'm not going to get into that. But so, okay, those are the drives in 2020. So now, if the vaccine gets rolled out and people are getting back to normal, on the one hand, they're going crazy spending money and they've got the stimulus checks in their pocket. But on the other hand, will they not be spending that offline and, you know, spending it in a restaurant in Italy as opposed to on Amazon, for example?
Yeah, so one thing is a lot of the stores closed. A lot of businesses went under and failed. So they don't even really exist. Many of them don't right now. So when people get back to it, they're like a lot of the different places are gone. I know in my town, there was a Gordman's store that was opening around March or April, like they, you know, grand opening. They had put it, you know, moved all the stuff in or whatever. And then COVID happened and it closed before it ever got the opportunity to open. It went out of business before it ever opened. It's the weirdest, craziest thing I've ever seen. But a store that, you know, didn't even get the chance to open before it went out of business. So that's one factor. Two is that so many people that moved to their certain essential purchases being online, that's not going to stop. But once they experience that convenience, they will continue to do that. So it's not necessarily for all types of products that will continue this gigantic boom, but there are very certain niches and types of products that will never cease and that will never stop, you know, certainly with different essential kind of products for people. And then there's also just the supply chains of how, even if they're out into the world again, you would be surprised of how many stores, businesses, and just other kind of businesses out there, they purchase on Amazon. They have an Amazon business account, and that much of their supplies or much of the things in their businesses come from Amazon or come from people like me or other sellers as well. So it's just really all interconnected and kind of always has been.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. There are many factors that are going to keep, you know, e-commerce buoyant even into 2021. What about the thing you've implied it's not going to be true for all categories? Which categories do you think are going to be more defensible or indeed more buoyant or even experience great growth in 2021 in e-commerce, and which ones are more vulnerable once the real world, quotes unquote, starts opening back up again?
Yeah, I think that grocery products will probably see a slight downtick. I think that it's likely that people will continue to buy their health products on Amazon. They'll continue to buy other home essential products and goods on Amazon. And I think that 2021 Christmas toys will likely not be as high as it was in 2020. The Christmas in quarter four was absolutely insane. And I think a lot of that was down to just people weren't in stores as much. And a lot of the stores and retailers tried to move all of their deals online for safety purposes. So I think that, like, it's likely that toy sales and Christmas gift sales will be down in 2021, but still fantastic.
Yeah, not quite as insane as they were. I mean, I'm not saying, by the way, that just because it doesn't look like a repeat of 2020, it isn't a good year. I mean, 2020 was a crazy year. And in some ways, crazy sales are not always that great because it's incredibly stressful when it comes to the supply side of the business, trying to get product in. I know one person that I was speaking to a while ago who's been selling on Amazon since 2003, so seriously experienced. And he said, yeah, we sold out on one product in February and we restocked it in November because there was so much demand for it, they just could not get it for love nor money. And of course, they could. You know, they sold what they thought was 6 months worth of stock in 2 weeks, which is kind of a 2021 typical. I'm sure you've had those products yourself. So, talking of sort of spikes and troughs, what makes you feel? Again, it's a respectfully meant question, but I think it's so important to examine these things and to kind of figure it out for ourselves and make a judgment. What makes you feel that the stimulus is going to last for 2021? Because you could argue, and maybe this is more of a sort of British focus view because things are looking a bit tougher here than the US in some ways, in terms of future growth prospects aren't so great because Brexit has really put a damper on the economy based on, by the way, the Office of National Statistics, which is a government's own body, has predicted a 2% drop in GDP this year due to Brexit relative to what it would have been. And obviously COVID's slammed a lot of things as well. So what's your argument focusing on the US, what you know about, what's your argument for the stimulus continuing for the whole year as opposed to, say, 3 months or so?
Yeah, I think that it's just as more and more vaccines are distributed, businesses will be back to normal and they'll be hiring. And that, so that, because that's really the most important part, is making sure that people are employed in the US. And I think that that's just inevitable to happen. We've kind of seen it with other, like there are patterns that the US kind of goes through with different things like this, the 2008, 2009 economic downturn with the banks and the real estate market crashing. And it kind of always looks like this. In Obama's term, there was an economic stimulus that occurred that really rallied the United States economy significantly. So we saw that as kind of a recent thing that we can compare to that worked out really well here. So I think we're going to see a similar thing. But that's the whole deal, is that it is a guess, it is a prediction. But I think based on past, just looking at past patterns, that it's likely to be the same thing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And of course, I just think there's an intrinsically, it's funny because obviously so much of Amazon and e-commerce is so kind of Americanized. I mean, Amazon is an American company. The internet's an American invention. And, you know, whilst it's become taken in and turned into steroids by the Chinese in many ways, for example, that nevertheless, the British perspective, we always have a slightly automatically different perspective, or automatically more cautious, because America is an extraordinary strong country with an extraordinary consumer economy and the rest of it. So I love the optimism, and I guess that you're much better placed than me to get a feel for what's happening in the US. Hey folks, thank you so much for listening to today's interview. Hope you got a lot from that. Now, it's always going to be speculative to think about what's happening over the next 12 months, let alone the next 2-3 years. So with that said, I think Dylan is obviously, as he said, well-placed to at least have a good shot at predicting the near future, because A, he's in America, and B, he's been selling on Amazon for 10 straight years now. So that gives him good perspective. And I have to say that I completely take his argument. It's a very interesting discussion, I thought, indeed. Whatever your view of the future is, I think that e-commerce is definitely a very proven model. If you're not selling in e-commerce yet, you may wish to check out the wholesale sourcing model as an alternative to private labeling, or indeed online arbitrage or retail arbitrage, which would be the sort of other side sort of related business models that I know of. In which case, stay tuned. We'll be giving lots more information about that. Not least, we are going to talk to Dylan again in the next episode about this very interesting to me personally thing about how somebody who's based outside the US can take advantage of that and actually have an even better opportunity to do wholesaling within the US, despite the fact that we're based outside of it. So if you're in UK, Germany, or Canada, for example, some of the places where quite a few of our listeners are, then you could be beautifully placed for that. In which case, stay tuned for the next episode with Dylan. It's going to be quite a short one, but I wanted to focus up that particular question because it's going to be relevant to quite a lot of the listeners. Talking of listeners, if you are a New listener, welcome. Do consider subscribing so that you get a stream of quality stuff into your podcast player inbox, as it were. We do aim to produce quality, relevant stuff to answer the questions that come up through the one-to-one coaching with people who are new. And then the 10K Collective podcast, our sister podcast, is geared to the needs of six, seven, and eight-figure Amazon sellers. And since I work with people in that category day in, day out, week in, week out with the mastermind, then I'm fairly well placed, I think, to know what people in that category need as well. So we're going to deliver relevant stuff to you. So please, please subscribe if you haven't already. And the other thing is, if you happen to be using Apple Podcasts or iTunes, as it used to be called, as your podcast player, we'd love it if you could give a kind review. You can even give a rating of stars without even bothering to leave a review. And that would be really, really helpful. It takes a lot of time and effort and quite a bit of money these days to get this podcast produced regularly. And it'd be fantastic if you could just repay us literally by going click, click and giving us 5 stars. That would be amazing. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com.